I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, sex, dating, work, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. That's for you, Jay. And you know, when we are fortunate enough to have you come to work.
Two in a row.
Buckle up! Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter.
All right. Subject. He loves sweet smelling lotions. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met a 42-year-old divorced man online a month ago, and he was absolutely everything I asked God for. We do Bible study every night. He has a very nice smile, and he's self-employed. He too said that I was everything he'd asked for in a woman, and he was moving fast with our relationship. By our third week of being together, he wanted me to come over and spend a night with him. We live 40 minutes apart, and he had been coming to visit me each time, so I decided to visit his home and spend an evening with him. When I walked in, his home smelled like warm vanilla, and it was a nice first impression, but I soon noticed that it looked like his wife still lived there. He hadn't changed a thing in 15 years. There was a his and her sign over the master bed and in the master bedroom. He had scented bath bombs, scented soaps, lotions, and candles everywhere. He had told me that he's been single for 15 years. So I asked him who the lavender, peach, pink, peony, and juniper breeze scented lotions and soaps belong to. He said they're his because he loves to smell good after a hot bath. He said his wife got him hooked on those scents years ago. That night, we got ready for bed, and after he showered, he put on tons of Juniper Breeze body lotion, and we watched a movie. I slept in the guest room that night, but his scent lingered all in the back of the house. I've never dated a man that smells better than me, so I've been distant from him for the past week or so until I figured things out. I need your advice on this. Is this a red flag, or do you think this is something he might be willing to change for me? There you go. Trying to change a man that you've only known him a month. I mean, you know, slow down with that a bit. Everything to me, it's only been a month, is a red flag. Everything until you get to know this guy. But let's look at your main concerns. What are they? That he hasn't moved on from his wife, you're thinking? That could be. That maybe the smells are from women that he's seeing now in the present? That could be too. Or he smells too girly for you and better than you. You have a problem with that. That's one thing, you know about him for sure, and you've only known him for a month. But, you know, I think these should be the least of your concerns and worries. You've only known this guy for a month. I think, you know, you said he's moving fast. You're moving fast, too. Slow down. Slow this thing down. I'm sure you're going to find a lot more about this man when you get to know him better, because a month is certainly not enough time. What you need to do is pay attention and observe. You said you're trying to figure things out, so give it time. Give it time. Steve?
Well, he loves sweet-smelling lotions. That ain't really your problem in this letter. You met this 42-year-old divorced man online, and he's everything you ask God for. That's the key in this letter. He's everything you ask God for. And then she proceeds to describe this man. We do Bible study every night. Who do that? Who does Bible study? Preachers don't do Bible study every night. What? Y'all really think y'all gonna be able to keep this up? Who does Bible study every night? Bible study at my church was once a week, Tuesday.
Been prayer meeting. No,
I mean, when y'all gonna, y'all ain't got no other activities? I don't know, lady. This different. He has a very nice smile. And when is he smiling? Bible study ain't nothing to grin at. When do you get to smile? You ever been sitting up in Bible study and just been grinning? Bible study hard, man. You start reading stuff you don't know nothing about. You trying to dither henceforth, furthermore, thine own hence. All that. It's hard to smile doing that. So I don't know what's going on. He's self-employed. Then he said, you everything he asked God for in a woman. And he was moving fast with the relationship. Third week, wanted you to come on, spend the night. Y'all live 40 minutes apart. He been coming to your house. You decided to go on over there, spend an evening. You walk in. His house smell like warm vanilla. Now, you scared me right there because I didn't know what you got ready to say. It smelled like warm garbage. I was waiting on warm doo-doo. I didn't know if you warm yeah. puppies. I didn't know what you was getting ready to say.
She fooled me too on that one, Steve. Yeah.
And it was smelled like warm vanilla. It's a nice friend. They soon noticed that it looked like his wife still lived. He hadn't changed a thing in 15 years. Okay, now we starting to get to what's wrong. His and her signs over the master bed and in the master bedroom. He scented bath bombs, scented lotions, candles everywhere. He told me he'd been single for 15 years, so I asked him, who was the lavender peach pink? I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Peony.
Pink
what? It's a flower. Peony. It's a flower. Pretty flower.
Because I was finna say, because the pink pony is a strip club.
Peony.
I can tell you right now. The pink pony is a strip club. If he had a pole in there.
Hang on.
We'll be
hang
back.
On.
I'll tell you what I think.
Part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he loves sweet-smelling lotions. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. He loves sweet-smelling lotions.
Yeah, he do. Pretty boy, you met a nice guy, 42. Everything God asked, you asked God for. My trouble starts at, y'all do Bible study every night. Nobody does Bible study every night. Woo, that's hard. Every night, I mean, by the end of the year, you would know what relation Ruth was to Esther. You would know so much if you do it every night.
Which is a good thing.
Y'all would get on my nerves with that. No, Shirley, that's too much. Now, unless you go into the school of theology and you studying to be a rabbi or a minister, yeah, we ain't got to do this every night now. Y'all need to get to know each other. Anyway, you walked into his house and it smelled like warm vanilla. And you thought, well, this is nice. But it looked like his wife still lived there, and he ain't changed a thing in 15 years. Got his and her signs over the master bed and in the master bathroom. Scented bath bombs, scented soaps, lotions, candles everywhere. He told you he'd been single for 15 years. So you ask him who the lavender peach and the pink pony. The pink pony's a strip club, I tell you.
Peony.
And Juniper Breeze scented lotion. Okay, peony, I don't know what that is. And soaps belong to him. He said because he loves to smell good after a hot bath. Well, see right there, we got a whole nother problem.
The bath.
See, these hot baths with these smelling sauce and lotions and all like this. You know, most men I know, we shower people.
Yes, yes.
These long, drawn-out baths now. You gonna next thing you gonna tell me he got bubbles in it and he drinking wine, reading books. I have to tell you now. He done lit some candles, he got some bubbles, and he drinking wine and reading a book. Run, lady. But he said his wife got him hooked on them since years ago. That night we got ready for bed, he showered, he put on tons of Juniper Breeze lotion. We watched a movie. I slept in the guest room that night, but his scent lingered all in the back of the house. I ain't never dated a man smell better than me, so I've been distant from him the past week until I figured things out. I need your advice on this. Is this a red flag, or do you think it's something he might be willing to change for me? Now, I'm going to tell you, he could change this for you, but the red flag is not the smell. The red flag is Bible study every night. These his and her signs over the master bed and in the master bathroom. His and her. Obviously, this stuff reminds him of his ex-wife. And as a further reminder, he puts on all these scents like she told him to. Yeah. Now, you, on the other hand, could get him to change scents. We can go from, let me go over the list again. You can go from Juniper Breeze, Pink Peony.
Did you say Juniper Breeze?
Go from Lavender. Yeah. Yeah. And you can go from peach. Now, you can get into musk, fruit.
That's musk is different.
You can get some more, you know, dog of gray flannel.
Musk is different.
Fahrenheit. Yeah. You know, we can get him some manly stuff.
My mother used to
But all these butt. Little happy frou-frou things he pulling, these are red flags. Now, so get your own sense. You got to get rid of all them plaques and stuff. Got Barbara wrote all over the bed and everything. Your name, Jaleesa. You know, you got to get rid of all this hell. Next thing you need to do is find out why they divorced. Because most men try to get rid of the signs of their ex. And for him to be hanging on to it like that, you really need to find out why they got a divorce. Obviously, it wasn't something he wanted. Because he done kept too much of her around. So you need to find out if he done got past that or not. I don't think so. Kept everything the same. Now you need to find out also for the last 15 years he's been divorced, who has he been seeing and why has nothing stuck in 15 years? If he do all this doggone Bible study, got this pretty a smile, you mean to tell me all the women that go to church and ain't nobody caught his attention yet? Something is wrong.
Right.
And I think it's got something to do with them damn baths.
And the pink pony.
It's still damn baths, man. Yeah, with all them names and them scents. He ain't had not one manly fragrance, you know.
Yeah, I think everything fruit. Here is a red flag.
Yeah. You know.
Fab Roger, Old Spice. You know, that stuff you look for. Yeah, you know, you want some of them names, like Polo. You know, let you know he a man's man.
Kenny Cole.
I got a partner. Let me tell you something. I got a partner still wear Polo. Swear by it. Swear by it. This how that he told me he found a 6-pack of Polo at Costco. I went, what? A 6-pack of Polo. He lost his mind. Oh, that's what I think you should do. That's my suggestion. I don't think you should throw him away, but you need to find out stuff like that. But he could be a good guy. But y'all got to stop this Bible study every night.
Steve.
That's got to
All right, listen. Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM with your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.